table, 918. We got one under advisement, and that is case number 10,921. And Mr. Rickards is the one that placed the motion to take it under advisement. So, Mr. Rickards,
I'm having a little problem with the hardship that this would incur. I don't see a hardship here. I just see a want. And no matter what is around there, I guess you could say that there's some kind of precedence there, but I don't feel that it's good enough the way he bought it this way with the two-story frame dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants to encroach on both sides and in the rear. I just don't see where the hardship is here. I just think it's a one. That's my opinion.
Okay. Let's go down to Mr. Workman. How do you, what do you feel, Miss?
I don't think you meet the standards for granting the variance.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
That's considerable more variance than what I guess it meets the setbacks right now, does it?
That's correct.
It's a setback. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I'm in favor of it for those reasons.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I agree with Mr. Rickard that it does seem to be more of a want than a need, but I'm not sure how it differs from the case right before it. In Swan Keys?
Yeah, just the one right before.
Well, I think, John, that probably the 50-foot frontage here is a little more, gives them a little more, where the 40-foot kind of closed in on the Swan Keys.
Okay.
Based on the frontages on Swan Keys, I think it's pretty hard to get a double wide in there without, and a double wide's 24-foot to begin with.
20,
it's always been even a, 24 it has, to 20. John, it's always been a problem, I agree.
Right.
But when you take the two into consideration, got a little more to work with at Cape Windsor.
Right, okay.
Would you be asking that we did for action on this until the 23rd? Is everybody ready to vote on it?
I'm ready to vote right now.
You ready to vote? Okay. Mr. Rutman, you ready to vote?
I didn't get a chance to look at it. Jeff, did you look at it too?
No, sir. I could probably use a little more time on it.
I'd like to look at it. And just look at it to see what it does.
Well, what you're going to see is that house there. That's it. Two-story frame building. And that's in compliance right now.
Mm-hmm. But didn't he say concern he couldn't go out the back? So he was asking to like the others were. That's where I don't. That's where I'm kind of, confused on. Then he can't. The house is in compliance right now. But what did he say when he said about building it? As far as he going to go in the back? Well, he's just going to take the bedroom on top. He going to put the deck off the back and just extend that one bedroom, existing bedroom now.
Right.
And then he would just take the wrap around.
And he's got to put a deck on it around the building.
Or just a small.
He's got to build a new garage.
No, extension of the garage.
Extension
of the garage he has now just for storage.
Well, I think everything was fine until.
What I understand, he said he's going to go the same footprint as the sidewalk.
His extension on his garage would be, right?
The deck.
Yeah, right. I mean, the deck would be just there.
Well, sidewalk has
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, but he just.
As long as it's not over 6 inches, he could do his whole place in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I guess I understand Mr. Rickard's point with the. He does have 30 feet of buildable area. I'm not sure. I'd like more time to consider it.
Okay. You'd like to have more time to consider it also. And so if that be the consensus of the board, and if I could get a motion to that effect?
Is there a miss of variance in there for the same thing in that area?
You wanna make that any form of a motion?
Yeah, I can tell you,
Okay.
For the same, but same setbacks and stuff.
The site, there has been many, and right across the street and on the same side of the Grant Avenue have been many sides and rears.
Right, in the same area.
Everything's been sides and rears.
Right.
Well, where are they?
On the, across the street, there's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 approved, and on the same street, 3.
Yeah, I'd like to look at that, too.
Okay. And that'd be the consensus, Chair will entertain a motion then.
Motion to table case number 10,921 to our next regular meeting.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table our table case number 10,921 to our next regular meeting, which will be January the 23rd. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards.
Agree.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, I.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway? Aye. By a vote of 5-1, case number 10,921 will be tabled. Okay, gentlemen, we'll now then move forward. That's all the regular business.